From Washington, this is VOA News. Referendums in eastern Ukraine to move forward. ASEAN ministers issue a statement on the South China Sea. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Referendums in two eastern Ukrainian regions will go on as planned Sunday. Organizers say the vote in Donetsk and Luhansk will take place despite concerns Ukraine's government may try to block it. Pro-Russian separatists planning the referendum have said Friday's attack by government forces that killed as many as 20 people in the port city of Mariupol will not disrupt the vote. Russian President Vladimir Putin has urged organizers to delay the vote. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said Saturday the referendum is illegitimate. Saturday, violence flared in eastern Ukraine less than a day before the controversial referendum, which will determine whether to break away from Ukraine and form separate people's republics. For VOA, Jamie Detmer reports from the port city of Mariupol.
Explosions from an abandoned armored vehicle sent people in Mariupol scurrying to safety. They're afraid of a repeat of Friday's day-long clashes that left at least 20 dead. Residents who came out Saturday seethed with anger. Small businessman Igor says fighting broke out during a parade celebrating Victory Day, the May 9th anniversary of the Soviet Army's defeat of Nazi Germany. Authorities in Kiev are in a difficult position. If government forces do nothing, the separatists can act with impunity. But trying to restore law and order risks losing the battle for hearts and minds. Jamie Detmer, VOA News, Mariupol.
More on these stories at voanews.com. Members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are calling for restraint over tensions in the South China Sea. Saturday, foreign ministers from the 10-member ASEAN expressed concern over tensions in the South China Sea region, where China has been involved in maritime disputes with Vietnam and the Philippines. Burmese Foreign Minister Wuna Wong Lin.
The ASEAN ministers, in consensus, adopt a statement expressing our concerns about the situation, and we ask all the parties to resolve the issue in a very peaceful manner.
After the Saturday session, Vietnamese Deputy Foreign Minister Pham Quang Binh said the ASEAN regional bloc could be instrumental in resolving the territorial disputes. South African President Jacob Zuma says the ruling African National Congress regards its election win as a strong sign of approval of the work that his party has done over the past 20 years. VOA's Anita Powell reporting from Johannesburg asked a prominent political analyst to break down what the victory in South Africa means.
It is official. South Africa's African National Congress has won this year's election, guaranteeing it another 5 years at the helm of Africa's most advanced nation. But there are two sides to this story. ANC officials are painting this as an outright victory, a mandate from the people of this nation to continue their work after two decades in power. But independent political analyst Ralph Matega, who cheerfully claims to be equally hated by all 29 parties on this year's ballot, noted that although the ANC won comfortably, it has lost ground steadily since at least 2004.
There isn't much to celebrate. It should humble the ANC to go and do some work.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The wife of U.S. President Barack Obama delivered the president's weekly address Saturday. Michelle Obama said the kidnapping of schoolgirls in Nigeria is an unconscionable act carried out by grown men attempting to snuff out the aspirations of young girls. Mrs. Obama delivered the president's weekly address Saturday on the eve of Mother's Day, an American observance that honors mothers. Violence in Iraq has resulted in the deaths of more than two dozen people Saturday. The deadliest attack occurred north of Baghdad in the town of Dujail, where at least six security personnel died when a suicide bomber drove his explosive-laden car into an army checkpoint. At least 15 people were wounded. Also north of Baghdad, a bomb blast in Tarmia killed at least four people. Another bombing in Dar killed three Sunni anti-Al-Qaeda militiamen. In Bangkok, pro- and anti-government rallies have increased political tensions as anti-government leaders Saturday sought the appointment of a non-elected prime minister. Pro-government supporters are calling for fresh general elections as pressure grows on the Phu Thai Party-led government amid fears of violence. There's more on each of these stories and more at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.